From Genetic Engineering News, StockWatch, N-Gene shares crater on declines in complete response rates to bladder cancer therapy, N-Gene Nasdaq. N-Stock suffered an 83% plunge this past week that reflects just how competitive the field is among drug candidates for non-muscle invasive bladder cancer and MIBC and how questions over clinical data are enough to send investors scurrying to sell their shares. N-Gene shares cratered 81% Thursday from $8.85 to $1.72, then fell another 13% Friday, reaching a 52-week low as it finished the week at $1.50. The sharp falloff followed N-Gene reporting updated data from its Phase Roman II Legend trial NCT-04752722 assessing its non-viral gene therapy candidate detalimogene voriplasmid in high-risk basilocomet guiarin BCG unresponsive NMIBC patients with carcinoma in situ CIS with or without concomita NT papillary disease CIS plus or minus papillary. The data showed a drop in response rates from a November 2025 readout, falling short of company and Wall Street expectations. As of the April 21 data cutoff, 67 of 124 evaluable patients treated with detalimogene formerly EG-70 achieved a 54% complete response CR at any time, a rate that fell to 43% 52 of 121 evaluable patients CR rate at 6 months. That compares with the 63% CR at any time and 62% CR rate at 6 months shown for the first 62 patients assessed, as announced by N-Gene in November 2025. Also, detalimogene showed a 9-month CR rate of 32.7%, which fell to 13.3% at 12 months after treatment. N-Gene said it will present its data at the American Urological Association Annual Meeting AUA 2026, set for May 15-18 in Washington, D.C. While durability outcomes to date are not what we hoped, these data are preliminary, N-Gene President and CEO Ron Cooper stressed in a statement. We plan to await longer-term durability data for all of Cohort 1 in the second half of the year and continue our ongoing discussion with the FDA regarding both our statistical analysis plans and plans for potential BLA filing. At least two analysts warned that the updated data will make it harder for N-Gene to compete with other developers of NMIBC treatments now in the clinic. Durability now screens below key benchmarks in the setting, which makes it hard for us to underwrite meaningful commercial upside for detalimogene in what will be a crowded MKT, where tilde 40% 12 mo CR is the bar to clear, cautioned Maury Raycroft, PhD, equity analyst with Jefferies, in a RCIA RCH note. We are focused on evaluating the totality of the data as it evolves and plan to continue to engage with the FDA and the medical community. Speaking to analysts, Cooper added, the data are not yet fully mature, and the durability picture is incomplete. Raycroft slashed N-Gene's 12-month price target 82% from $28 to $5. More ominously, Raycroft chopped Jefferies peak sales forecasts for detalimogene by 79% from the $1.70 billion forecasted for the gene therapy across CIS plus or minus papillary, papillary only, and BCG naive NMIBC to $350 million for CIS plus or minus papillary alone. The NMIBC treatment space has expanded in recent years as established drugs like the cancer immunotherapy blockbuster Keytruda registered pembrolizumab, marketed by Merck and Co. NYSE, MRK have been joined on the market by newer therapies. Two other newer therapies are adstiladrin-registered nadofaragene for adenovacuian CG, a non-replicating adenoviral vector-based gene therapy indicated for high-risk BCG-unresponsive NMIBC with CIS plus or minus papillary and marketed by privately held Ferring Pharmaceuticals, which licensed the drug from another private comp. Paney, FKD Therapies, in 2018, and Immunity Bio Nasdaq. Ibex's interleukin-15 IL-15 receptor agonist Anktiva registered nogibendecan alpha inbecisept BMLN, indicated with BCG. Those marketed drugs are expected to be joined over the next couple of years by candidates being developed by CGU Oncology Nasdaq, CGON, which is expected to report top-line data from the Phase Roman III PIVOT-006 trial NCT-06111235 of cretostimogene grenadenorepvec, also called CG-0070, as an adjuvant therapy in intermediate-risk NMIBC. First results on the combo of cretostimogene with gemcitabine from the Phase Roman II CORE-008 trial and CT-0656-7743 are to be presented at AUA 2026. Relmada Therapeutics Nasdaq, RLMD, which will present two abstracts focused on its NDV-01, a sustained-release intravesical formulation of gemcitabine and docetaxel being developed to treat NMIBC at AUA 2026. Relmada plans to present 9-month complete response data from its open-label phase Roman II trial and CT-0666-3137 assessing NDV-01 in high-risk NMIBC, as well as discuss its open-label phase Roman III BOOST trial and CT-0731-3891, which is evaluating NDV-01 VS surveillance following transurethral resection of BLA-DDR tumor TURBT. Manny Foruhar, MD, Senior Managing Director, Genetic Medicines, and a Senior Research Analyst with Leerink Partners, noted that NGENE's 54% anytime and 43% 6-month updated CR rates lagged behind those of three competitors, Anktiva's 71% and 56%, Cretostimogene's 75.5%, Ursent and 64%, and Enlaxo 82% and 59%. One is Johnson & Johnson NYSE, J&J's Enlaxo gemcitabine, an intravesical drug releasing system IDRS designed to provide sustained local delivery of a cancer treatment into the bladder. Immunity Bio is part of the privately held NantWorks portfolio of companies. However, he added that Adstiladrin was more comparable to Detalimogene, which showed rates of 51% and 41%. With shares trading at a level pricing in program failure, investor focus will center on cohort consistency, data evolution with longer follow-up, and FDA interpretation of the totality of the dataset questions that will take time to address and will not be resolved prior to full Legend data/subsequent regulatory engagement, Foruhar added. Weaker data in recent patient cohorts and lower than expected durability trends undermine our confidence in Detalimogene's competitive position and essentially foreclose the possibility of closing the efficacy gap with CGON, J&J, etc. in a later Legend update, Foruhar wrote in a research note. Like Raycroft, Foruhar also now projects $350 million in unadjusted peak year sales for Detalimogene, shredding his firm's projection by 65% from $1 billion. From here, investor discussion will center on whether longer follow-up and additional cohort maturation can stabilize efficacy trends ahead of further FDA engagement in 2H26. NGene and Cooper insist that Detalimogene is more than up to the challenge of competing with other NMIBC treatments. Of the 52 patients who responded at 6 months, 37 of 44 patients who had a 9-month assessment were in CR, and additional 8 patients are pending evaluation, while 13 of 22 patients who had a 12-month assessment were in CR, and additional 11 patients are pending evaluation. Among patients who showed the 43% 6-month CR rate, 14% 6 of 43 successfully converted from non-CR to CR post-reinduction. The company cited other data from the Legend trial showing that the progression rate to muscle invasive or advanced disease was 3.2%, a figure NGene calls low. Detalimogene was generally well tolerated, the company added, with 55% of patients having experienced a treatment-related adverse event tree, mostly mild grade 1 and 2. Though 6 patients, 4.8%, reported a grade 3 tree. Importantly, the low rate of progression to muscle-invasive disease leaves patients eligible for other bladder-sparing therapies. Detalimogene's favorable safety profile was also acknowledged by Jefferies Raycroft. We continue to view this administrability/safety profile as a core differentiator vs other intravesical gene/immune constructs and a key adoption lever, even as durability to date is tracking below expectations. Odyssey Therapeutics Nasdaq. Otix raised $304 million in gross proceeds through an upsized initial. These updated data continue to reinforce the favorable safety and tolerability profile of Detalimogene and its clinical activity in a heavily pretreated, high-risk MMIC patient population with limited therapeutic options, NGENE's Cooper stated.